By the time legislators convene in the state capital this coming January, the state's rainy day fund is expected to be worth more than $8 billion. That's the good news. The rest of the story is not so upbeat. Mike Reisig with the Comptroller's Office explained the situation this morning to the state's Legislative Budget Board.
The strong growth we've seen this year, we don't expect that to continue. We think the economy is still going to be good and strong and the revenue picture is going to be good, but it's going to cool off and slow. And then beyond that, we also need to keep our eye on several factors that could potentially affect things.
A couple of those things are economic problems in Europe and the slowdown of the Chinese and Indian economies. Both could potentially affect Texas's main moneymakers, energy and exports. Oil and gas prices are set by global markets, and a decrease in demand could drag down Texas's tax revenue. And since Texas leads the nation with 17% of U.S. exports, when economies in other parts of the world slow down and buy fewer Texan products, that could hurt the Texas economy more than any other state in the country. In Austin, I'm Joy Diaz.